A few simple techniques can help tune your ear toward attention and enjoyment. Listen to parts of a work. Listen with concentration to as much of the composition as you can absorb. Let yourself go as the listeners of Dixieland do. Feel the rhythm and sweep and climax. Let the sounds transport you into a feeling of joy or contentment, excitement or sadness without analyzing it. Listen to high instants. Almost every musical composition has moments when the great melody is intoned, or when grief bursts its bonds, or contrarily, when the heavens seem to open and a violin descends bearing peace to earth. Between lie the less obvious thoughts of introspection, the fragmentation of a theme. Maybe first you could coast through these intervals and concentrate on the high spots. Listen to the same music often. Rossini, at the premiere of a new opera written by a rival, kept his high silk hat firmly planted atop his head. Now and then, as the music unfolded, he would reach up and doff the hat. Queried about this eccentric behavior, he blandly replied, "It's only polite to greet old friends." It is not only polite, but salutary to greet old friends in music as in life. The peculiar property of familiar pieces of music, as of friends, is that they are always enjoyable. So don't listen to music the smorgasbord way, tasting this new dish, gobbling that. At first, be exclusive about making new acquaintances. Listen and re-listen.